This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Okay, so let me go back to something here. All right, so we obviously know about the impact of the War of the Worlds, and I could see where even it was a limited outcry, a limited degree of panic, especially in the Northeast, that might have freaked out some of the powers that be about revealing what UFOs were about. So that's 1940s. So right now, as I've mentioned, I don't believe in disclosure either, but this possible gradual disclosure. We're being trained to expect things, and then maybe eventually, if we hear that there are visitors from another planet here, we won't be surprised because we've been conditioned to expect that.
Exactly. And look at the difference here. In the 40s and 50s, when they heard a radio broadcast that, you know, even though later turned out to be phony, but they heard it and thought it was real, where they're saying they're landing and they're attacking people and they're burning the cities. And, you know, no wonder people got upset. But, hey, today, think about it. We've been conditioned by Star Trek, Star Wars. Whole generations have grown up perfectly comfortable with the idea that there's life outside the Earth and we're going to go out there and we're going to be part of it. To the point to where, just think, what do you think, guys? If President Trump was to come on the TV tomorrow and say, we have information that we're being visited by extraterrestrials, people from other planets, but there doesn't seem to be any hostility, nobody's been hurt, your government's on the job, we're going to be keeping close tabs on this, and we'll let you know what we find out. Personally, I don't think it'd be a big thing. I think there would be some ripples in the media, and then, you know, the bills would still come in, and everybody just keep going on with their life. I just don't think it would be that big an upset today.
Yeah, but I'd lose a few bets and a few $100.
Chris, we have some questions coming in from our forums at forum.thepowercast.com. You want to maybe bring up one or two right now?
Well, this is something that I've always wanted to ask you, Jim. And I know that you've looked into the infamous 1897 Aurora, Texas ship crash.
Hey, thank you for bringing that up, because I want to mention that on April the 22nd, which is actually it happened on April the 17th, but that's not a weekend. So the 22nd, which is a Saturday, they're having a big Aurora alien encounter at Aurora, Texas, the little old town. In fact, I live pretty close to there, and I'm going to be there. And this would be a great opportunity to go to cityofauroratexas.com and get your advance tickets before they go up. David Hatcher Childress is going to be the keynote speaker, and they're going to have some speakers, and they're going to have some tours of the graveyard where they reportedly buried the little alien pilot. Last year was their first time of trying to acknowledge this here, and it was quite a success, so this year it ought to even be better.
Wondering where you come down. Was this...
did it happen or did it not?
Well, the skeptics say that the railroad was bypassing the town. The townspeople need to come up with a way to jumpstart tourism there, and that this story was concocted as a publicity stunt to bring possible tourism into the town, kind of like a 19th century Roswell in a way. So where do you come down? Do we have evidence to suggest that this is a real event?
Except it didn't work. Nobody came, okay? And the town still withered away and died. And today there's not even a gas station in Aurora. And there's not a bank or anything else. It's just kind of a bump in the road. And this is kind of like it's similar to the idea that Roswell was faked to draw attention, you know, away from their secret military stuff going on there in New Mexico in 1947, which never made any sense to me because, you know, if you want to keep Russians from concentrating and putting their eye on New Mexico and trying to see what they're doing down there, you don't put out a story that aliens crashed there, you know? I'd draw every agent in the country down there.
You want to draw attention there because something is happening somewhere else. Because here's an interesting thing. I don't know if you've read the book Roswell in the 21st Century from Kevin Randall, who's been studying Roswell for 30 years.
Yeah, he's been at it for a while.
And he has recanted a lot of it, saying that a lot of the eyewitness testimony, which started 30 years after the fact and then went on, doesn't hold up. That something happened there. But he can't say it's a spaceship. He can't even find reasonable confirmation for the reports of possible alien bodies. That's just a mysterious thing happened, and we don't know. And would you even dismiss the possibility that, yeah, it was a misdirection? It was a misdirection to have people think about spaceships possibly landing at Roswell with this little thing of, oh, a flying disc has landed, and it's only a balloon, and all that stuff. That was the misdirection, that something happened somewhere else that we overlooked.
I'm certainly open to that. I mean, I'm open to anything. If you can prove something to me, I pride myself on changing my mind. But I want to tell you guys, no, the thing that convinces me is, number one, the people I've talked to who were directly involved, okay? Some of them threatened with their life if they talked about it, all right? Something definitely very unusual happened there. The other thing that really convinces me on Roswell is because of my work with the remote viewing that the Army was using to end the Cold War. And several remote viewers have taken a look at Roswell, and they said there was definitely something unearthly going on there, okay? So, yes, I believe that. Same thing kind of with Aurora. I began to cover the Aurora story in 1973, and I've been keeping up with it ever since. And like I said, I just live a few miles from Aurora right now. And early on, I was very, very skeptical, okay? But then the more I looked into it, and after I talked to one old man, Charlie Stevens, who was actually a witness, said he saw the thing go over, saw it hit. And then in 2013, UFO hunters came, and I worked with them. They found the footing for Judge Proctor's windmill or windlass. And so, yes, that story, that part of it was true. They found little BBs of molted aluminum embedded in trees and rocks around the cross site. In other words, something exploded there. They had the aluminum tested, and although it was aluminum, it was not the same composite as modern-day aluminum. And then I went back and checked, and aluminum in 1897 was, they had just developed the technique for making aluminum, and it was more expensive than gold at that time. So you wouldn't have just, you know, stuck some of that stuff around. So anyway, that and the fact that the grave was there, I was there when I actually saw the headstone, which showed an inverted V with circles, kind of like a spaceship with portholes, and that got taken up and missing. And then there was some metal we found in the grave, and that was then later mysteriously extracted by, you know, somebody with some sophisticated equipment. There's just too much going on to it. Today, I'm pretty convinced that it really did happen, that Texas was visited by some non-human complement back in 1897. And keep in mind, this was 6 years before the Wright brothers flew.
Right.
And in all my work, in all my years with UFOs, I kept thinking, boy, wouldn't it be great if there was a well-documented UFO incident that occurred before there was anything in the air. Because, you know, all my life, they were saying, well, it's just misidentified satellites and aircraft and blah, blah, blah. Well, how about if there was nothing like that in the air?
That's a- Well, Jacques Vallée and Chris Abeck wrote Wonders in the Sky with 500 examples of unusual unexplained aerial occurrences documented before 1880.
Exactly. That's true. In fact, you can go all the way back to the Bible, Ezekiel and his fiery wheel. You go all the way back to the Sumerians, the world's first great technologically advanced civilization, and they wrote down on the clay tablets, which still exist, and they said 325,000 years ago, the Anunnaki arrived. And the Anunnaki, that translates as those who came from the heavens and landed on the earth. So, yeah, if they've been with us. You know, guys, this is actually good news, because what this tells me is I don't think we really have to worry about a Independence Day type invasion of the earth and burning the cities and killing people and everything. Because if that was the plan, and since we now know and it can be established that there's been these reports of flying machines all the way back through recorded history, then why didn't they attack us back when we were in the Stone Age instead of waiting until we've got space platforms and laser guns and everything else? So I don't think that's the plan. I don't think we have to worry about an armed alien invasion.
We've got more to come with Jim Mars and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we don't have to worry that ET is here to harm us rather than help us, unless it's a different race of ET, of course. But what about the possibility here, which sometimes we mention, Jim Mars, that we were seeded here by the aliens, or they did some genetic manipulation with the locals?
Right. Well, we were brought here. that we're actually the aliens and they're more terrestrial than we are.
You know, that is actually more than a theory, because that was actually written down 2,000 years, 3,000 years before the Bible was ever written down. They're in the Sumerian tablets, and they go into some detail as to how that these Anunnaki, these visitors from space, took the egg of a primitive Earth woman, okay, out of Africa, apparently, so maybe we could call her Lucy, and they impregnated the egg with the sperm of an Anunnaki male, and then put the fertilized egg in the womb of a Anunnaki female who carried it to term, and then through a Caesarean section, delivered a healthy, breathing hybrid that was kind of a cross between these two that they call the Adam or the Adama. All right. If that's true, and since there is evidence that there were these non-humans in the Earth's distant past, and if their account is true, then no, we were not created by aliens, but they did tweak our DNA and improved the breed, just like we do with animals, horses and sheep and cows and dogs and cats.
Jim, if they improve the breed, they've got a long way to go. I mean,
well,
either that or the effort was unsuccessful.
Nobody said it was perfect. You know, if you get a white cat and a black cat and you get a striped cat, that doesn't mean he's going to be any smarter than any of the other cats. You just bred him for certain things.
Yeah.
But I get your point, though. You know, that's why on my website, jimmars.com, I asked the question, you know, is there, join me in the search for intelligent life on the planet Earth.
Yeah, right.
Kind of a forlorn search.
Yeah, you could be searching for a long time. I've been arguing that point for quite some time, especially here on the show. Search for intelligent life, just don't come here. The very fact that we are so, you know, just tribal and nationalistic and misogynist, and we have these three outmoded religious structures that people are still clinging to that, you know, are responsible for billions of people being murdered on the planet.
And look on the good side, we developed TV.
Right.
And talk radio, imagine that.
And talk radio, there we go. Okay, well, here's some more questions. The first question was coming from AZZ7092, who's been a poster here for 3 years on the Paracast. And Technomage is always good for a few questions. He's been a poster at forum.theparacast.com for 5 years now. And he's got some good questions here. He's the one that asked the Aurora, Texas crash question. He's also wondering if you're familiar with Walter Bosley's work and his theory of the two breakaway civilizations, one that's fairly old, that may be tied into the Sonora Aero Club, and the other being a German breakaway civilization, and his theory that these two breakaway civilizations are at odds, which is an interesting concept. Are you familiar with this particular theory, and where do you come down about breakaway civilizations actually starting back in the 19th century?
Well, yes. In fact, I've got a new book coming out called The Illuminati, which will go into that and show that the foundation for a breakaway civilization goes all the way back through recorded history. Right now, today, I think there is a breakaway civilization, but I don't think it's split so cleanly along lines of Nazis or whatever. I think it's the 1%, okay? There is a clique of people who believe themselves to be superior to everybody else because of their blue blood and because they can trace their heritage and their ancestors all the way back to, again, to the time of the Anunnaki. I think they live a whole entirely different lifestyle than most of us, which makes them a breakaway civilization. I remember when George Herbert Walker Bush was president, they took him to a supermarket for a photo op, okay? And the checker is running the products across the scanner, and it's going beep, beep, beep. And Bush says, "What's that beeping sound?" Okay? See, at that level, he didn't know what it was like to shop in a supermarket. He went there for the photo op. He doesn't go to supermarkets to shop. People bring him all this stuff. He lives an entirely different lifestyle. And so does George Soros. And so does the Koch brothers. You know, and so does other multimillionaires, and probably including Trump. Okay? They don't worry. They don't have to worry about driving somewhere. They don't have to worry about getting a ticket. They don't have to worry about going to the grocery store or getting a haircut. Or, you know, all that's taken care of them.
Yeah, they got gold toilets.
Exactly. Okay, so that's pretty much a breakaway civilization because they don't live the same way we do. That's why one of the things we could do, I think, to straighten things out in this country real quick is to pass one more constitutional amendment that says any law passed by Congress applies to Congress. Okay? In other words, Congress has to get off of their gold-plated private retirement fund that gives them their salary plus cost increases for the rest of their life, and they got to go on Social Security. Hey, if we did that, think how fast they would clean up Social Security.
Well, I just think we need more pitchfork and torch factories myself.
Amen, brother. The old Frankenstein syndrome.
You got it, baby. Yep. Hey, they've done a good job. Divide and conquer. Keep everybody just real serious demarcation between the right and the left. You know, it's people like me. We're kind of the benevolent anarchists. We want to see as thorough a total, you know, breakdown, destruction of the system so we can rebuild it properly for these times, just like Jefferson suggested we should do. But, you know, I'm not into violence. I think there's ways to do this nonviolently. But
what we do is follow in the footsteps of Martin Luther King and Gandhi, you know, when they say, okay, we're going to go fight Iran. Just say, no, we're not. I'm not, you know. Hey, do this. No, I'm not going to do that. And that's, you know what, Chris, that's beginning to happen.
I know.
A lot of people are going, you know, they say,
thank the goddess.
For example, you know, they keep passing more and more anti-gun laws, and they keep going. They just keep going. They can finally get it to where it's totally illegal to have anything, anywhere, anyhow, any kind. I guarantee you, here in Texas, we're still going to have them, okay? Because they're just not paying any attention to that.
Yeah, what's the average gun ownership now? I think it's, what, one gun for every two or three Texans now, or?
No, I think it's more than that because the Texans I know that have guns, they don't have just one gun. So I think probably, I don't think I'd be too far off the mark if I said there are enough guns in Texas to arm every single citizen in the state.
Well, if we have alien technology, though, it's not going to matter. It's just going to be disintegrated. We've got more to come with Gene, Chris, and Jim Mars. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So as I said, Jim Mars, even if we arm the people, and I live in Arizona, so certainly there are lots and lots of weapons here. Ooh, if we have access to advanced technology from ET, it's not going to make a difference.
That's true. But that depends on who's using the advanced technology. You know, who's going to benefit if there are ETs, if they are have advanced weaponry, and if they are willing to share it with us, you really think they're going to give it to you?
Present tense accepted.
Barbara would abscond it with it. She said, no, I'm taking this. You're not taking this out with you.
Yeah, that's true. I think that sounds like my wife, too.
What do you mean I can't take mine? All the other guys are taking theirs.
That was the rationale that I would offer, an argument that I would give to my mother time and time again. Well, Mom, everybody else is doing it, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what her response was? You know, this is the old classic. She says, well, if everybody's going to go jump off the cliff, are you going to go too?
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, welcome to the great American pubic.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a question from AZZ7092. I misquoted before. He's asked several questions here. One is about Dulce in the Dulce base at the Hickory Apache Reservation in north central New Mexico. And then the other is about Skinwalker Ranch, what you think about that and where you come down on that. Where do you come down on some of these fantastic underground alien base theories and stories, as opposed to the conventional, you know, deep underground military bases or dumps or the continuation of government facilities, which there are 129 of them. And as Richard Sauter, probably one of the top experts in that field, has disturbingly come up with, is there's absolutely no funding that he could find in any appropriations bill in Congress to fund the 129 known deep underground military and continuation of government facilities. But that's one whole thing that we kind of know about. But what about this whole Dulce and Skinwalker Ranch and, you know, as soon as they disturb the ground and all sorts of weird stuff starts happening? Do you think there's some sort of weird underground, aspect to a lot of this so-called paranormal pop culture stuff?
Yeah, I do. And most of the reason for that is I've talked to too many people who claim that they have been in those tunnels, okay, and been in some of those bases. I've even visited some myself. You know, I haven't actually gone into the secret down deep parts of them, but I've been in the entrances and seen where you can drive whole trucks through there, okay? So, yeah, I think those exist. And back to your question about where they get the money to pay for something like this, because obviously it's not in the published budget. All right, but then, wait a minute, let's stop and think. The day before 9/11, on September the 10th of 2001, Donald Rumsfeld announced that the Pentagon could not account for $2.3 trillion. Today, that's up to like $8 trillion. And of course, we know they were paying $1,000 for a toilet seat and $2,000 for a gold wrench. And $8 trillion is a lot of money. That could fund underground shelters and the space program, you know? How could they be missing $8 trillion when that is, you know, multi times more than even this year's entire defense budget? So there's a lot of money missing through there that could go to these type things. Now, as far as Dulce and, you know, the war between the aliens and the guys at Dulce and Skinwalker Ranch and some of the stories floating around for that, that's in my huh file, okay? And let me explain that. When I get a bit of information, it goes contrary to everything else I pretty much know or think I know. I just go, huh. I don't buy into it, lock, stock, barrel, and I don't just immediately discard it. I put it in my huh file. And then I wait to see for further information. And as other information comes in, you finally get enough to where you can say, well, I don't think there's anything to that. You empty the huff file into the wastebasket. Or you say, oh, you know what? I think there's really something going on here, in which case it begins a file that the like secret space program that I keep throwing stuff into, you know, to add to the thing. So I think what you want to do is you don't want to just buy into any of this totally, but you don't want to discard it totally. You want to
do your research. Find out for yourself.
Do your research. Think for yourself until you yourself can come to an understanding of where there's probably something there or not.
Absolutely. I agree. I went up to Skinwalker Ranch. I was the first investigator there. I've spent many hours tramping around Dulce because I lived very close to there, making inroads with Department of Public Safety chiefs and stuff. You know, again, there's always the possibility of alternative theories or rationales that don't conform to some sort of alien-based theory, which the alien-based theory is a cover for more conventional theories to hide nefarious things like the possible burying of noxious nuclear waste from Los Alamos up in Dulce. There's other possibilities that people should entertain, and they shouldn't go with a knee-jerk, just suspension of disbelief and buy into aliens. And it just a lot of it just actually is bad science fiction in my book. But moving along, we're kind of running out of time. Here's another interesting question I've never really heard you talk about. This, again, comes from Technomage. And this is, what do you think is a more likely explanation for megalithic structures of the ancient past? Do you think there were ancient aliens involved or an advanced lost civilization? Or I would add, just ingenuity by humans utilizing their own talents.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think if you dispassionately look at history and look at what is now known and look at all of the anomalies around the world, all of the artifacts, all of the cave drawings that depict saucers and people look like they're in spacesuits and everything else. You go back to the stories of the flying dragons. You go back to the Vyamas of the Hindu writings, the early Vedas, where they talked about the craft that fly through the air and could destroy a whole city with just one big blast. You go to Ezekiel, the fiery wheel. You go to the Romans, their flying shields. And, you know, the evidence and the argument for prehistoric extraterrestrial visitors is quite compelling and, in fact, almost overwhelming. Okay? So the only way you not believe in that is just not look at it, not think about it.
Looking at the trilithon stones that make up the base layer of Baalbek, for instance, 1,000-ton stones that we couldn't even lift today. You think there is something possibly otherworldly at work that would allow for the construction of such massive single blocks of stone?
Well, we can't do it today with our technology. In fact, I really, really looked into that because there were the skeptics who go, oh, well, we could always lift something like that. And no, let me tell you what I found. Those massive, massive stones in Baalbek, there are only two cranes in the entire world, one in England, one in, I think, Germany, in Europe, that possibly could even lift those things, okay? And the key to it is neither one of those cranes are on wheels. They're not mobile. They're stationary. Right. So, there's no evidence that they had stationary cranes there. They obviously moved those stones from quarries miles away. So how did they do that? We don't know.
How did they even quarry them? I mean, we can't even quarry something that big today.
Exactly.
We don't have the technology to do it.
Exactly. And see, you're just mentioning the Baalbek stones. And by the way, Baalbek was mentioned, you see, way back in the earliest writings as being, that's been identified as where one of the space facilities were for the Anunnaki.
So that's where Gilgamesh and Enki were going.
Exactly.
Going to the mountains of Lebanon.
Why would you need those 1,000, ton stones so massive? You wouldn't want to do that for just building a building. There has to be another purpose for that, and being a platform for some sort of space liftoff, is as plausible as anything.
Well, we've got some plausible announcements for you, ladies and gentlemen, coming up. And then our final segment of our visit with Jim Mars, with Gene and Chris, you're in Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents. And special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Chris is sounding different. Actually, Chris, I know that you've been suffering from this condition of yours. You are sounding a little bit better, a little bit less hoarse as you progress.
Yeah, I am. I guess if you don't use it, you lose it.
He's been lubricating his throat.
I wish. Unfortunately, I'm on a whole battery of steroids and antibiotics, and it's just never ending. I've been battling a respiratory issue since I quit smoking. Funny how that works.
That'll do it to you.
Yeah, right. Just quit smoking. You'll find out about lung issues.
Yeah, that's something else I'd like to quickly mention here is that I'm old enough to remember when there were doctors and famous celebrities like Lucille Ball and Humphrey Bogart, and they're on the TV, they're on the radio, and they're saying, smoke Camels, they're good for you. So I'm sure Gene remembers those. So I mention that because today everybody wants to know, well, what does the experts say? What does the experts say? Hey, forget the experts. They've been wrong so many times in the past.
Right.
You know, they just think for yourself.
They haven't necessarily been wrong. They've been compromised and paid off.
Yeah. Well, so much wrong.
I remember the Marlboro Man.
I don't care how pleasant your face is, you're still wrong.
right, exactly. Well, I also made the mistake when I was doing great. I mean, I was really well on the road to recovery, and I went just for breakfast for about a half hour, 40 minutes in the Fort McDowell Casino. In a restaurant that was smoke-free, and within an hour and a half of being around all that passive smoke, I literally then fell back into a lung infection. I was just amazed at how quickly it happened, and it's, you know, I've been battling it for almost a week now. I am back on the path of recovery, but unfortunately, I spent a week in the hospital with pneumonia and influenza A, so it's been an interesting beginning of the year for me.
That reminds me, though, of the guy that went to the doctor and said, with a cold, and the doctor examined him, and he said, okay, doc, what do I do? He says, well, you go home, take a hot bath, and then stand in front of the open window. And he says, is that going to cure my cold? And the doctor says, no, but I'll give you pneumonia, and we can cure pneumonia.
Well, actually, you can't cure pneumonia. Once you get it, you never lose it. So that's a little bit of a misnomer, but at least they can treat pneumonia.
Wait a minute. Now, when I was maybe 25, I had pneumonia, Chris. Does that mean now, 100 years later, I still have it?
Yeah, it's dormant in your lungs. Same with bronchitis. Once you get a lung infection, all it does is go dormant.
Yeah, that's true, because I was in the Army at Fort Dix, New Jersey, back in 1969-70.
And well, that's right when George Filer said the UFO landed there.
Well, I believe it. And my lungs have never been the same.
Yeah, well, that's New Jersey. I mean, God, that's about as toxic an environment as you can get, and poor people that live there.
Not only was it cold and sleeting and snowing, but it was right near those petroleum tanks.
Refineries, yeah.
Yeah, and the stink was terrible.
Oh, I know. Well, I'm glad I'm off the East Coast. I spent many years there, and I'm now in the center of the exact center of Arizona in the oldest American town, and you'd think that I'd be really super healthy, but I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Yeah, energy follows thought. You have to have a positive outcome and already lined up in order for it to happen. So,
and keep popping massive amounts of vitamin C.
Right, right. And zinc, too, and magnesium. Yeah, yeah. All right, so let's see. We got a couple of other questions here. This one comes from Visby Highfolk, who's been a long, long time poster here at the Paracast. In fact, he's been posting as long as since you've been on the show. Back in 2010. And he's wondering, what do you think of the Titanic switch story, which I'm not that familiar with, but I know a little bit about it. Is that a little bit too over the top for discussion, or could there be something to it?
When I first heard that one, because that happened way back there, and all my life I've been told, who's the story of the Titanic? So when it came up about that sister ship, whose name escapes me at the moment, anyway, I looked into that, and yes, I think there's something to that. And again, it's all a money deal. You know, they needed to get that ship back into service, so it just pulled a switcheroo. It's nothing new. If you go back and look at the sinking of the Lusitania, that was basically arranged. They knew they did not tell the captain and the crew that they were going into sub-infested waters. The Germans actually tried to publish ads in 50 American newspapers saying don't go because they're shipping military munitions on the Lusitania. You know, we can't allow that. So it could be fired upon, you know, since so don't go. Only one paper somewhere, I think the St. Louis Post-Dispatch or somewhere in the middle of the country, they're the only ones that would run that ad. And then Churchill called off the anti-submarine patrols. Pearl Harbor, same deal. Roosevelt cut off their oil supplies in the summer of 1941, pretty much guaranteeing that they were going to have to move somewhere. They're going to have to attack somebody to get some oil. Then he got word that they were going to attack Pearl Harbor, but he didn't do anything. He allowed it to happen so that a galvanized and irate American public would unify and go into World War II. So it's nothing new. It's just, you know, most of what we think we know is probably wrong.
Sounds just like 9/11.
Exactly. Inside job.
Well, I love Joseph Farrell's theory that Bush and Cheney and the cabal orchestrated the actual plot by the Arab Saudi hijackers. And then they were manipulated by an occult group from the 1%ers or whatever you want to call them, the Illuminati, who then manipulated them, much to their shock and horror. Bush looking like the look on his face when he was told of the first plane hitting the World Trade Center while he's in the class with the kindergartners reading something about a goat.
Yeah.
It was so appropriate. And the look on his face is priceless.
Well, what I like is not once but twice Bush was recorded as saying that before he entered the school, he saw the first plane hit the...
He saw footage. He saw footage of the first plane.
He said he saw it before he entered the school. Nobody knew. There was nothing. Nobody was recording that one. The French team that recorded the plane hitting the North Tower, that was not known to the public until the next evening. Twice, he says, he saw the plane hit the building and thought, boy, that guy's a terrible pilot. You know, there's been a big accident there before he went to school. I wish somebody would interrogate him about that.
Well, I can also say that I heard Peter Jennings say, when they were trying to find out who was actually in the White House at the time, he said George Herbert Walker Bush was in the White House which I never heard anybody else mention ever again.
Could that have been just misspeaking?
No, no, no. He was very, very emphatic. They knew that W was down in Florida.
Yeah, they had to get him out of Washington because he was so dumb he might have actually done something to stop it.
Jim Morris, please tell us where we can find more of your stuff.
You can get all my books at any bookstore. They'll order them, and you can get them into Amazon, obviously, or you can go to my website, jimmars.com. That's J-I-M-M-A-R-R-S, two R's and Mars, .com, and you get all my books, also DVDs, also a lot of stories that I post that are not mine, but there's stuff that you're probably not going to see on the mainstream corporate media. So, yeah, I would encourage everybody to go take a look at jimmars.com. Also, go check out battlefieldearth.com and check out that audio book. It's really extraordinary. Then go check cityofauroratexas.com to see about me if you might want to come down to Texas in April 22nd for a day-long celebration of the 120th year of the Aurora spaceship crash.
Let me tell our listeners also that you can find us on Twitter as the Paracast. You can find Paracast fan clubs on Facebook, two of them. And you can subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Get the After the Paracast podcast, which is an exclusive feature of the Paracast Plus. We also offer a commercial-free version of this show and other benefits, with prices starting at just $1.49 each week. Go to Plus, P-L-U-S dot theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Plus dot theparacast.com. This was, as usual, fun. Jim Morris, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be back with you, Gene, and Chris. It was a real delight talking with you. You've obviously done your homework.
Oh, yeah.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.